Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Dogman tops March graphic novel sales. Phoenix announces creative team. Jeff Lemire launches new Boom Studios series. This is Comic Book Club News for April 11, 2024. Bow wow yo, yippee yo, yippee yay. Dogman is once again top dog on the March list of graphic novel sales, thanks to the continued strength of The Scarlet Shedder. Per ICV2, Dogman Volume 12 and perennial bestseller Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles The Last Ronin play the leapfrog a bit, with Dogman taking the top spot on units sold, while TMNT came out Turtles all the way down with the number one spot on dollars earned. Promising news for Marvel, which has struggled in the past few months breaking onto this list, the collection of Ultimate Invasion came in number 3 on the units sold list, though that was the publisher's only entry there. Meanwhile, DC grabbed 3 spots for Batman, Batman, and Batman. Perhaps most curious, though, is Scarenthood, a 2021 IDW book by Nick Roche, which somehow popped up at number 5 on the list. Unless this is a mistake, it seems that someone is suddenly buying this book in droves. Why? Who knows? It's a good book, though, so congrats to IDW and company. Yesterday, we brought you news of one of the 3 new X-Men titles coming in July. Now, another one. Phoenix, a new ongoing series starring Jean Grey, comes from writer Stephanie Phillips and artist Alessandro Miracolo. In the book, Jean heads to space for some mysterious reason. Said Phillips via press release provided to Comic Book Club, quote, "Jean is one of the most powerful characters I've ever written. The beauty and challenge to Jean is that she is imbued with a cosmic force alongside the morals, shortcomings, and empathy of a human being. The dichotomy between those two is something incredibly special about Jean, and means that she is constantly doing a dance between humanity and absolute power. So that dance is what we hope to have on full display in this story. A cosmic ballet that shows you how beautiful the Phoenix Force can be when working in tandem with Jean Grey." The new series will begin hitting stores monthly on July 17. Presumably, tomorrow we'll get news on NYX, the final of these 3 titles. Jeff Lemire has had a prolific few years, and he's about to add yet another new series to his roster. Only this time, it is shrouded in mystery. All we really know via Lemire's newsletter is that the new ongoing series is his first with Boom Studios, and his longest self-drawn book since Sweet Tooth. Lemire, in the Post, shared the press release from Boom, saying, quote, "For a while now, I have felt like the ongoing series in comics is a dying breed. I'm guilty of this myself, having put out a lot of shorter projects over the last several years. But as both a comics fan and a creator, I have been craving longer format stories again. Series like the classic Vertigo monthlies that would drive me to the comic shops every week when I was younger." As part of the tease, Lemire also shared a picture of the symbol of the Illuminati. So potentially, the series has something to do with that. More on this as it develops. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin. And technically, everything has something to do with the Illuminati. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.